Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. ChatGPT is an incredible tool, and there's been a lot of rumors going on right now about ChatGPT-4, which is essentially the next version of ChatGPT. People are asking when it's going to be released, what's it going to be able to do better than ChatGPT that we currently have. So in today's podcast, we are going to dive into those questions and those topics and share everything we know about that. The first thing I will say, a lot of people assume we're on GPT-3 right now. We're actually on GPT-3.5 because GPT-3 is a language model called DaVinci that essentially has been available for almost 2 years now. So GPT-3.5, what we're currently on, is what was launched when ChatGPT was launched. And it's got a lot of different benefits to it. One of them being that when you ask it a question, it can look at previous responses. It's a chat, so it has the whole timeline, the whole conversation, which GPT-3 was not doing very well. And in addition to this, it's also able to learn from other conversations you've had. So if you're having a ton of conversations with ChatGPT, it's actually able to look at all of those and get data and ideas for responses that it's going to give you. So that's something pretty interesting. So as far as ChatGPT-4 goes and what to expect and when to expect it, it's important to know that OpenAI's ChatGPT series has been at the forefront of these natural language processing technologies for years, right? So it wasn't just like all of a sudden ChatGPT got invented and it was a crazy thing and then there's going to be this more amazing version that comes soon. This is something that they've actually been creating many, many versions of this throughout the years, and it's just kind of hit a real inflection point with ChatGPT. That's where we saw this mass adoption. In the first 2 months, they had 100 million monthly users, so we really see a big mass inflection, and a lot of rumors are coming out around ChatGPT-4, but it's not like this is some new thing that just hit all at once. They've been doing this for, 10 years or more, working on OpenAI and working on these language models. So the latest addition to the series, GPT-4, is really anticipated. It's highly anticipated by a lot of people who are pretty excited to see what abilities it's going to bring. In a recent interview, the CEO of ChatGPT, Sam Altman, he said that, he said the ChatGPT-4 rumor mill is crazy and that people that are expecting it to be this massive shift from being able to do way more than ChatGPT are pretty much setting themselves up for disappointment. It's an improvement, obviously, but it's not like this paradigm shift or this like massive advancement. So GPT-4 is the fourth iteration, and essentially it uses deep learning to generate natural language responses like ChatGPT 3.5 that we currently have. And they've just built in a bunch of different things to help it become better. And as far as when it's going to be released, there's a lot of different rumors. But I think what's important to know is GPT-2 was originally released back in 2019 in February. And then ChatGPT-3 was released in June of 2020, right? Like I said, like almost 2 years ago. So based on this timeline, it's possible that GPT-4 is going to be released in the first half of 2023. And, some people predicted it was going to come out in the first half of 2022, but obviously that didn't happen. But we did get ChatGPT, so kind of that like 3.5 version. And as far as what is this going to be able to do better than GPT-3, there's a list of different things that they've kind of been working on. So number one is better conversational abilities. So it's expected to be a lot better at engaging in back and forth conversations with users. Hopefully it includes understanding more context, sentence structures, and also recognizing the context and intent of a user when it's talking. And actually, speaking of all of this, the real big rumor, which I don't even know if this is a rumor anymore, I feel like this is fairly verified, is that when Bing launches, because Bing just invested $10 billion into OpenAI so that they can integrate ChatGPT into their Bing search, and when they launch that, which they're saying they're going to do in the next couple of weeks, they already have people testing out, they already have beta people on there. You can get on the wait list and they'll let you in. And people testing it out are saying that it is GPT-4 because they're comparing the results of what this Bing AI, OpenAI chatbot, the results it's giving it versus ones ChatGPT are giving it. And they're significantly better on the Bing one. So people are saying that that is GPT-4 and it's already, you know, it's already out in the wild for some people to test, but it's going to be ruled out to everyone really soon. So it could be as soon as a couple weeks that we actually start seeing that. And as far as the better conversational abilities I was just talking about, and the better context understanding, intent understanding, apparently the Bing one is actually very good at that. And, you know, people are giving a lot of criticism because apparently maybe this will be something they patch, maybe this is something that'll stay in it. But apparently, if you talk to it and you try to get it to like divulge its secrets or source code or stuff, apparently it gets upset at you and tells you like you're a threat or something like that. So very interesting. It'll be interesting. There's going to be a lot of people coming up with more stuff, but you can pretty much Google that, look up the controversy around it, see people's screenshots that they're using it. Apparently it's going to be a lot better as far as knowledge and awareness. So it might be better at answering questions and providing info on a huge range of topics. And also apparently it's going to be trained on a way more diverse and comprehensive data set. So pretty much that just means that when you ask it questions, there's a higher likelihood that it will be able to respond accurately on a much bigger scale. So something else that people are saying is that it's going to have improved human-like abilities. And like I was saying, people testing out the ChatGPT and it like, I don't know, it shows like suspicion or like it's like upset at you or like things like that, which I don't know if people really want in a chatbot, but I guess it does make it more human-like. If you're trying to make it human-like, I don't know. Personally, my opinion is that I don't really want a chatbot necessarily that's human-like. I just want one that's good at giving me good information. But I mean, that's me. Everyone's different, and people's use cases will be different. Like, I guess if I'm trying to use this thing to be an AI life coach, like my AI life coach I have on the Self-Pause app, then a human-like response that can show empathy might actually be useful. But even then, you can still put in the prompts for, depending on what your use case is, you can still put in the prompt how it should behave. So you could say, behave empathetic or behave professional or behave neutral. Like with our AI life coach, you know, we tell it to maintain a professional and neutral tone, similar to what you would actually get from a life coach. So I think that's going to be an interesting aspect, and looking at how that improves with GPT-4 will be pretty interesting. Apparently, it's going to be more accurate and consistent in its responses. So this is going to be done through just improved training algorithms and better data cleaning techniques, right? So obviously they've had a lot of this data for a long time, but now they're just kind of like fine-tuning it, refining it. And this is all a lot of manual work that they're just having to put in to make this thing better. So what are some of the potential applications for ChatGPT-4? One of them, customer service. It's just going to be better at that. It's something people have been using it from the very beginning for. Education, it's going to be, now that it's becoming more accurate, more human-like, I think this is going to be a really powerful tool for learning, for students, for helping them understand things. Obviously, the level of accuracy is incredibly important. We've seen, you know, with Google Bard's demo, their competitor to ChatGPT, when they did it, it had some false information about the Hubble telescope and it crashed their stock price over $100 billion. And I think that really highlighted to them the importance of making it very factually accurate. Another area that is going to be big, I think, is healthcare. ChatGPT is going to be used to provide virtual health assistants, right? Like the better this thing gets, the more fine-tuned in the more areas this gets, the more likely it's going to be able to allow patients to ask questions, receive advice, or perhaps suggestions that they could take to their professional healthcare professional and get second opinions on diagnoses and treatments and that kind of stuff, which of course that's a whole nother can of worms I won't get into today, but you can imagine the legal implications and everything that'll go into that. For entertainment, ChatGPT is going to be a lot more useful, I think, for creating really immersive experiences, whether that's video games, music, movies, chat-based storytelling. I think it's going to be pretty incredible to see what comes out of that in, as far as creativity goes, and, the user being able to choose exactly what experience they want. Social media, I think it's going to be able to create a lot more realistic and maybe engaging social media posts for people. People are using this already to write the captions on like Instagram, for example. And again, that is its own whole can of worms of, do we want like these AI chats that seem just like humans? So I guess with all that being said, what are a couple potential concerns with ChatGPT? What are some things that we can, that we should worry about? One of them, privacy. And that's pretty much with any AI model and even with what we have with ChatGPT, but there's always concerns about privacy, how it's collecting your data, how it's using your data, how it's taking the data or the questions you give it and training it. So I think it's just really important that we continue to educate people about the importance of like just safeguarding your privacy. Like, don't give it your name, don't give it your address, don't give it any of that kind of private information. Number one, you'd hate for that to be incorporated into the model in any way for training. And also, they do use people to manually review chats. And so there is a person that could read your information. You just wouldn't ever want to put private information on there. So in conclusion, as far as this whole thing goes with ChatGPT or with GPT-4, I think this thing could come out in the next couple of weeks. There is no set time. And I think that this is going to be coming out on Bing, which if you think about it, has massive implications, because that doesn't just mean that Bing is, going to be the first search engine to incorporate something like this beating Google. Beyond that, Bing is going to become incredibly popular because they're essentially front running the most highly anticipated AI tool that is coming out today. And the only way to get it is to go and use it on Bing. Eventually they'll probably have it on a standalone website on, like where you would typically use ChatGPT, but Bing is going to have some massive benefits from being able to have that on there first. So it's going to be pretty cool. We don't know exactly when it's coming out, but we do know it's a lot better, and we do know that it is coming out very soon. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.